Dudes and Vibes podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Hal, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Dudes and Vibes podcast. Dudes and Vibes.
We're here to pop the cast, we're here to pop the cast. Come on, get it on.
Nobody cares. Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves. I'm Blackjack Halligan Lublin. I'm joined today by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, a real Dan's Danielle Radford.
Yes, I'm a Dan's Dan.
Hey, where did Danielle go? She was only here for like a month and then disappeared. Weird.
Right before everything got super gay.
Yeah. Huh.
So confusing.
I don't know. And Captain Kelk, Lindsay Kelk.
That's me.
That's you.
I'm a captain. I'm the captain now.
You drive the boat.
I drive the boat.
You and Meg the Stallion.
Ladies.
She's the best.
Let's get straight to the part of wrestling that we want to give some extra attention.
What?
Yeah. Surprise. This is the main event.
Whoa!
Oh! I just thought Julian messed up the script.
No. Surprise.
As if that would
look,
happen.
Look, sometimes his muscles get in the way and they auto-delete things.
Yeah.
That's no one's fault.
I mean, that's when you've got those really muscular fingers and you're just mashing the keypad.
Yeah. His fingers have bicep muscles.
Yeah, it's hard.
What are your fingers benching right now, Julian?
I just finished my first V4. They're actually a lot stronger than they used to be.
Yay!
All right.
Yeah, I get that grip strength. I'm also like, I'm in the mic chair, so I can't see Julian staring at me disapprovingly. It's going to get weird.
Chair.
He's shaking his head the whole time.
No, that's your chair sometimes. We share that chair.
Oh,
when
man.
You're not here, Lindsay takes the chair.
Yeah.
We share chairs.
We share chairs. If anybody wants to sit here, that's fine. I can switch chairs. I don't mind.
No, because you have to stare at Julian disapprovingly.
I have to see him so he can give me the rap signal, and then 15 minutes later, I'm able to wrap us to the next thing.
Oh, I can't see the rap, and that's usually all my fault, so.
We should change, because I don't care to see it.
You know what? I'll just go like this when it happens. I'll do it for everybody.
No. Fuck that shit. I host for Screen Junkies. I don't have to host now. Radford's off the leash, baby.
It's going to be a wild ride.
That folks, means nothing.
Klaxon noise. NXT has gone live on USA at least halfway before the second half went live on the WWE Network.
They were so eager to fucking hopscotch leapfrog over NXT or over AEW that they forgot that suits is a thing.
I mean, didn't we all forget that suits is a thing?
Only until Meghan Markle shows up somewhere and then we all remember.
So happy if she's in the finale.
I want every single promo to be like a suits thing. They'll be like, what makes you think you can beat me? Because I'm the guy, like everything.
Hey, remember, look, I remember the good old days when after Raw there used to be either G versus E or the Big Easy. And they would have to do those forced promos.
Oh, yeah. Honey, I remember when it was Pacific Blue.
Oh.
Adam Cole can just like corner Velveteen Dream and just be like, do you even have a wrestling license?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what we're going to find out. That's the storyline. Anyway, they did go live. First of all, the thing I've been on about with AEW that I'm still concerned about as somebody who is a new fan and doesn't know who 90% of the people are on that show is that they've done absolutely nothing to tell me who they are. NXT starts with four extremely talented women putting on a fantastic match that has immediate stakes. The announcers, which is the best announced team in wrestling, bar none.
Phoenix, hello.
And we make fun of Morrow and all of his forced hip-hop references.
I didn't need his Lizzo reference, but for the rest of it, I'm
buckling.
She's tearing this up like Lizzo's tearing up the charts. Like, Morrow was unnecessary analogy.
You are white and you love rap.
Look,
we know.
Uncle Morrow's hip. And now we all know.
Good day to thee, fellow children.
But
he's the kids' Bob of that.
Yeah. All of this to say that they did a fantastic job of establishing who everybody was and why I should care that they're fighting one another.
But they didn't do it with any, like, extravagant packages or in depth. I just think that it was all on the commentary team.
Absolutely.
And they did an amazing job. And this gives me so much hope for AEW doing the same thing.
Yes.
This is what scares me because I haven't seen in the three or four pay-per-views I've watched them do that even once.
So
I think it's been a different sound. I think the pay-per-view is a different thing. I think we're going to see a whole new thing from the TV show.
And I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't, because AEW has new announcements like every other day. Have they announced who their official commentary team is?
I don't believe that they have.
Because if Excalibur is on there, then I don't worry.
No. I'm not
concerned. I would be really shocked if he's not. Honestly.
I don't know who that is. Yeah. Who's Excalibur?
The Mask Dude.
He's the Mask Dude. He's like also one of the founders of PWG.
Yes.
Okay.
So he intimately knows basically everyone's backstory. He is fantastic at communicating story. Like, we all love Jim, but by God, he don't know nobody names. Yeah. And I feel like that's a really important part of wrestling. Yes, thank you. Please tell me about the fucking Michinoki driver. But also, I desperately need you to know any woman.
Yeah. I assume he
just
will be
tell
there
me a woman.
Because his voice adds an element of familiarity to proceedings that they will appreciate. But to me, he is just that. He is like a warm, cozy rug in the room that makes the room feel cozy and familiar, and I know it, but I don't expect anything from him.
We'll see.
He is literally barbecue sauce, which is great. Oh, yeah. He's literally like, look, this tastes good on everything. It might not work with some things. I'm not going to put it on an Alfredo, but
Have you tried that, though? Because now I'm thinking barbecue sauce and pasta.
Honey, you're very hungry.
I'm so hungry.
Look,
I haven't eaten in 3 weeks.
She's getting married soon.
I'm willing to watch, but I'm concerned because I've seen it done so well.
Don't
by
go
a company,
in with a sad
by a company
heart,
that I'm not going in with a
Do
sad heart.
Do you want
heart.
Some of my medications? They are delicious, and I am so happy all the time.
They won't
and,
help.
And, like, maybe it will just help you go in and say, I'm excited to see what's going to happen
I'll
here.
Take, I am take excited. Some Soma. Just take
Listen,
the Soma.
Yeah. It's not my role to be medicated and happy on here. That's not my role. I know what I do.
No, but also
I know my brand.
I do. I understand.
He's
and I
doing bunny ears.
He is doing bunny
ears. Ears.
But I do understand that, like, it has been because of, you know, we've been covering mostly WWE for a while, and that has been most of your wrestling experience.
Yeah.
It's hard to have hope in your heart. I get it.
Put a little love in your heart.
Just open it up.
I'm not gonna watch it. I think there's a problem here. I want to address it. I'm ready to tear this in half because I have to be out of here in 45 minutes. I just want to establish
your fear and anxiety.
That I'm not watching AEW with crossed arms. And I'm hoping that they will that translates to television. I think more good wrestling is good for everybody.
It is.
And I think they have the roster to pull it off. I wish I felt more invited into it, and I don't know whether I will be or not, and how
did
invited in
Cody's
I am.
Did Cody's statement? Did Cody's statement
yes,
not
yes,
make
I
you
did.
Feel warm and fuzzy and welcome?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Should I just read that instead of watching the television show? He also they also talked about a place of more opportunity, and the last two pay-per-views had like 10 minutes of women's wrestling maybe combined.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's,
I don't
a,
see
that's
them,
a thing.
I don't see them blazing
that's
a trail a other than here are the Young Bucks again in a 20-minute match, and here's Kenny Omega in a 20-minute match, and Cody in a 20-minute
they're
match.
They're building.
And
I'm
also
giving
there
them
are some
a break because they're building.
They seem to be going in the opposite direction in terms of the amount of time women are getting. That bothers me, especially when you come out going, like, we're going to change the industry. We're going to change it for every.
Well,
like, what he wrote
you know,
was
Brandy's
absolutely
on
right.
the truck.
Brandy's on the truck.
You know, driving the boat like Megan Thee Stallion.
We've got Nyla Rose in there leading the charge. Like I have hope.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm hoping they do it because they'll have to keep people like me who don't know who the fuck most of these people are.
I feel comfortable sharing this information because I don't imagine anyone from the WWE is ever listening to this podcast,
no.
And I don't think it endangers my position with my friend of the PR team at all. But I was invited a couple of days ago on a press trip, which they are running from Europe for a bunch of journalists, over to the October 2nd
Ooh.
NXT show. So they're running a fancy press trip and bringing Ooh. A lot of journalists in on the October 2nd, which is obviously the first full live show that
Europe?
Goes up against AEW.
Sure.
They're making a big hoo-ha. And they are like covering flights and hotels and the whole thing. And they were like, hey, you want to come? I was like, oh, I actually can't because marriage. But that sounds fun.
Send them to me.
Well, I was like, I can give you all the names, but they're like, oh, it's just because we're only really doing the Europe press office. That would have to go through. I am still Europe press office, even though I am an American, and B, have lived in America for 10 years.
You have an accent.
I have an accent. Yeah. WWE does not accept repatriation. This whiffs of concern that they are actually running a major press trip to get all of the press and all of the wrestling press.
That is thirsty. And you
into
know.
Into Orlando.
You know that that is carte blanche. They are treating them to everything.
And they don't
do that. Oh, go ahead and order room service to your
they
room.
They only do that for Mania now. Mm-hmm. They don't even really do that. They did it for Evolution. They took a bunch of people out for Evolution because they were trying to make a big point. Mm-hmm. They don't really do it for everything anymore. So it's hugely telling. And then they're bringing them on to SmackDown in LA.
No shit. Yeah. All right. Wow. Yeah.
That's the payoff. Like, you got to go to NXT and cover that. And then you get to go to the fancy SmackDown.
Smart.
LA party and stuff.
It's smart.
It's smart, they but it's interesting that they mm-hmm. are genuinely considered, which is great for AEW.
Absolutely.
It's like they genuinely consider you a threat, boys.
And even
Let's
better,
do this.
It's even better for us.
Yeah.
As fans.
Yeah. It's not bad for me. I could have been going to Orlando.
Push each other.
And I could have not gone to NXT and gone to Harry Potter Land.
Oh, but you decided to get married instead.
Stupid married, stupid family coming to stupid stay.
But you come from the real Harry Potter Land.
Yes, obviously. I went to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
no
main
one
event
was more surprised than me when I found out I was Gryffindor. Yes. I already had my Slytherin robes.
Harry Potter's not the only wizard.
not the only wizard from England.
The main event for the first hour was Roderick Strong beating Velveteen Dream for the North American Championship, which puts all of NXT's men's titles on the Undisputed Era.
Loves it.
Loves it.
Great match.
Loves and also, it. We didn't, just so we, obviously, we thought the women's match was great. I just wanted to make sure that we.
Oh, the women's match was
so good.
The best thing in the world.
Was the best part of the show.
Yes.
It was fantastic. Everybody, like.
It's exactly how you start a show.
I don't follow NXT as closely. I know who those four women are, but they all got time to shine. They all looked like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Their ending was smart in that it can continue storylines. And even the introduction of Candice LeRae with Shayna Baszler afterwards. It was all great storytelling. Loved it. Yeah. Also, the championship match. Also, it was a great
it was
hour
just the
of
fact
television.
That they opened their very first cable TV show with Shirai coming out. Like, holy shit.
Beautiful.
And again, like the stakes, it was for something.
Yeah,
it wasn't
felt
just
real.
These four women have issues that you don't know about because you don't have the.
Yeah, we were able
WWE
to say from
network.
The off, one of these four women is the next challenger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so fucking happy for Candace. I'm like, yeah.
She's
yes,
finally
yes.
Candace. And she's been Candace for what, like a month now? And it's beautiful and gorgeous. And I'm so happy. She is not just Johnny Wrestling's wife. Yeah. That woman took on Kevin fucking Steen.
Yeah.
What have they been doing? Whatever, I will let that go. They have finally gotten her
I think
right,
they're
going to so
have
happy.
A killer match. They're going to have an incredible match. They really are. I hope it's the main event.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be amazing.
Literally, Crimson Mask. Like they finally got
We've
her.
We've all seen that photo. It's monstrous and incredible. And I love it.
We finally got her right, and I'm so excited.
So with NXT going live, it looks like a lot of other areas of WWE are going to come through regularly, starting with NXT UK, where Walter and Imperium showed up. How do you feel about that, crossover?
Well, first of all, Walter. Yeah. Walter is everything.
We all love Walter.
Remember?
It's big boy season.
Big boy season. Thank you, Rachel Millman. Remember that time I got to chop you for a charity or whatever?
I do.
Max Fun Drive?
Max Fun Drive.
Yeah.
Stretch goal.
It was great, and I would trade all of it for Walter to come in and chop you. I love
you.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Would have done it.
I still just feel there's just something in me that's just slightly uncomfortable with Imperium.
I get it.
Just, you know, just that touch where I'm like, it's just like that slightest nod to fascism that I'm not cool with.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, I feel like World War II and all those fun things, they're just a drop in the ocean these days because I'm like, oh, we took Brexit and we just ruined everything. So it's fine.
Right.
But like, it's just something about the stance.
I just, everything
and the saluting
that
and
has
the
a whiff of Nazism, I
it's
worry.
It's just that it's that fascism, faint scent. It's like they dusted themselves in Nazi Febreze like an hour before they left home. And you can just every so often as they go by you, you're like, what was, did I?
You should just wash that shirt instead of continuing to Febreze
it. Exactly. It's like maybe just maybe like Gain. That might be nice.
That's how I sometimes feel about some of the fucking Eras shirts.
Yeah.
Because like, their design is like not. Sure, and I don't think it's on purpose.
And no. Bullet Club also looks like militia attire to the untrained.
It's militia attire, which is. And I've seen people wearing them shirts that I'm like, oh, it means something different to you.
American flag and guns.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But like, there's just something about Imperium that makes me just pings my Nazi radar. Not even Nazi, just general fascism.
Yeah, and we don't, obviously we're not calling anyone and we don't think that they are.
Absolutely not.
But it is one of those things where it's like...
They do this every time they have a European power stable. Like, they did this even with the League of Nations when they had those guys on. There's just that, they always have a slightly militaristic feel to it. They always have them standing in line as though that, you know, and then they have their leader.
And if it's not full on Rusev's tank, I don't want it.
Exactly. Go all in or don't bother, you know? I'm super excited to see what they're going to do.
Yeah, I think it's nice. This is an opportunity now for WWE to... to continue to promote things that are network exclusive, like NXT UK.
And I love that they're going to cross brand everyone and 205 will be part of it. Like, I want to see all these people get their due now.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's.
I seem to remember many times saying that the problem with 205 Live and the way to fix it was to move them to Full Sail University and have them follow NXT, where they can build a strong, loyal people following of people who have not sat through 900 hours of wrestling. To get to them. And lo and behold, who returns? But I can't remember his nickname. What is it?
You
the greatest man alive. The man of the hour.
Leo Rush.
Leo Rush returns as a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And gets a win over Oney Lorcan.
Such a delightful boy when I interviewed him at Mania.
I'm like, look, I don't, his whole thing about holding other people's bags.
He's not wrong.
I don't get it.
No, he's not wrong.
There's definitely a perception. I get him being like, and he didn't quite say it, but what he was saying was like, yo, there's a lot of black kids in the audience, and maybe the best image for them isn't that the small black dude is
the
holding,
young black man
holding
is carrying
bags
the
for...
old white man's bags. Like,
No. It's not great.
No.
It's we in 2019, we call this optics.
Yeah, at least have him carry a fucking black dude's. Oh, you don't have many of those that are big.
Whoops.
Oopsie doopsie.
So I was super pumped to see him back. He looked great.
He's an amazing wrestler. Yeah. And
so talented.
And he also fucked up with the Emma thing and he overshot his shot on Twitter. I get it. He's also very young. He has tons of upsides. He's great on the mic. He's going to be fantastic.
The man is a star in the making. Overall, I felt like this is a very strong start for them on USA.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm intrigued to see what they have planned.
These are season
flying
finales this
press
year.
Out all over. Yes,
this week,
season finales.
Season finales.
If they're flying all press out from all over the world, I'm fascinated to see what they're going to do. Because there's usually shenanigans when they make it a big deal.
I lit a candle. I dropped my incense. I've done all I can do.
Yeah. I saged my Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, what else could I do?
Just rub it over your if you still have a network subscription or Hulu now, put Hulu on the TV and just smudge it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Don't use white sage, because white sage is low in supply and it's instinct for the tribes and indigenous folks who use it. There are other options at me.
Yeah. So
also,
that's the true thing.
One option is no sage.
But get the sage in your like McCormick's jar and stuff, because that won't work.
Yeah,
that doesn't
do that.
Work.
That's not going to keep it. Anyway, if you have any thoughts on the future of NXT, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via the links in our show notes. We'll be back after the break to talk about the rest of WWE shows. That's up next on Tights and Fights.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Courtney Enlow.
I'm Brent Black, and we're the hosts of Trends Like These.
Trends Like These is an internet news show where we take the stories trending on social media and go beyond the headlines.
We'll give you the actual facts of the story and not just the knee-jerk reactions.
Plus, we end every episode with a ray of hope that we call the Wi-Fi of the week.
So join us every Friday on Maximum Fun.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trends Like These, real-life friends talking internet trends.
Tights and Fights.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin. I'm joined today by
Danielle Radford
and Lindsay Kelk.
Oh,
it's the last week of wrestling on Monday Tuesday night, everybody.
I'm getting so many fucking messages, you guys.
Also, guys, like, it's not Zanny. She's not addicted
to pizza. Yeah, I'm like, what? No, sorry.
We would know if it was Zanny.
Zanny Lennox over here forgot Mr. Pickup.
I wish I could explain to you how many text messages I've received in the last 48 hours. And it's too many.
Everyone's flying in.
Anyone
like
I know who's listening to this, which is no one, stop texting me and asking me questions about what you should wear to a wedding. You've been to one before. Go fuck yourselves. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That should have been on the invitation. That's where I fucked up.
Wear blue. You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Just wear a thing. Clothes? Trash bag?
Anything that isn't
squirrels?
White. Really?
Like, I don't know.
Literally anything
Literally
not white.
Literally anything that's not white. Anyway, Lindsay Kelk.
What did everybody think of The Fiend interrupting the match between
I
Seth Rollins and Braun
today.
Strowman?
I should not have come today.
No, it's perfect.
I thought it was great.
I love how
that's the only bit I saw of Raw. So
would you
I
like
have
it if the Fiend?
Opinion.
What if the Fiend showed up at your wedding? Would you
as long
enjoy
as
that?
He's there to object
and he doesn't wear white
and he puts his hand in Jeff's mouth because Jeff like is very like hygienic
like
and he will freak the fuck out.
Like that, you'd be
although I did, I was tweeting about this. Because you know how I feel about the mandible claw. But I'm like, just bite his fucking fingers.
Just bite his fingers. I think the idea is it's supposed to be like a tongue depressor where like your mouth doesn't work anymore.
But
I'm not going
to get to your tongue through your teeth.
Look, I ain't going to get too graphic, but if one decided when one's mouth was full that one would like to bite on something, Hal is as red as his shirt right now.
I am?
Yeah.
That's why,
you're
guys.
Like salmon colored. Also, Seth, I'm sorry, terrified Seth. I know everyone is like, oh, he's being cucked, but like, I like terrified Seth.
Yeah,
Seth is a good actor.
Seth.
Please, like, I know, but the thing is,
being
is like,
cucked?
Seth,
what are you spending time on the Daily Stormer? What the hell's going on here?
Look, my entire living is on the internet. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
But no, it's, I know a lot of people are like, well, this isn't good for Seth. It doesn't make him look strong. The great thing about Seth is that he will be fine.
Yeah.
They love him.
Yeah.
They love him.
I don't think he looks weak. I think he looks like when my cat sees another cat outside and it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? There's another fucking cat out there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know I have to do something, but what the fuck?
No one told me there were other cats.
Yeah, exactly.
Lindsay.
That's true. I kept it from them for so long. But, like, I don't think he looks weak. I think he just looks like he doesn't fucking know what to do with this. And I think that's a really strong angle.
And remember how all of us were like, hey, maybe the weird cockroaches and dumb shit would have worked with Randy Orton had he sold literally any of it?
Yeah.
Seth is selling it. That is his job.
Yeah.
And again, he will always be fine. They fucking love him. He is a top guy. He will always be a top guy. Seth is fine.
This is just such a pivotal moment in the character of the Fiend, aka Julian's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because
best is
what Seth is in the middle of a run that just Seth's already Hall of Famer. Seth's already, you know, like he's fucking set. He's going nowhere. Like you say, he is the safest boy in the boys of safeness.
He is the safest boy.
But the Fiend, like, they have a chance to get a do-over on what they fucked up with Bray Wyatt, which is like he has to come in so strong. And I was talking about this on Twitter on Monday, like, they have a chance to create an iconic all-time character that 20 years from now, the kids that go to bed crying after they watched Raw because they don't want to go to bed because they're going to have nightmares about the Fiend, 20 years from now, those kids are going to be sat around in the bar going like, dude, do you remember when there was that like Fiend guy on WWE? Like, I was fucking terrified. Like,
yes.
He's got so much potential to be an iconic forever character.
And especially like with everything that's going on with The Undertaker.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, they'll still have him back when he wants to make $1 million to go travel to Dubai with a stop off in Saudi
MAGA
Arabia.
Hats don't buy themselves. Okay.
They don't.
Okay.
Look, someone's got to buy these Colors Don't Run shirts and those have to be paid for. And but also he's getting to a point now where he's starting to explore, hey, what would happen if I went to a signing at Starrcade? What would happen if I went to a signing here? Could I start making the same amount of money that I make, you know, for doing this incredibly painful thing for a man of my age once a year and not
having to have another new hip?
Yes, and I like them phasing him out. He should be phased out because nothing good can stay. I love the character of, you know, The Undertaker as much as I have thoughts about Mark. But, yes, we have to get a new spooky dude.
Yeah.
Kane is a mayor. We need a new spook.
Kane is a mayor that's, like, pinning R-Truth in the middle of a football field.
I don't mind that.
Any thoughts on Nikki Cross versus Sasha Banks?
They're great.
Yeah. Love them.
I mean, Nikki Cross is amazing. I'm glad that she has been catapulted now where she is getting great matches. Her character is awesome. I know some people think it's weird about what has happened with her and other Carmella, but like, I think whatever gets her to the point in the card where she can be having matches with Sasha Banks is great.
And they're so well matched because they're like similar sizes, similar heights. Like, I wasn't worried about Sasha being broken, my sweet, sweet Sasha. So I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. And it was fun.
Let me take your temperature on something, both of you. Mm-hmm. When the Kabuki Warriors show up on SmackDown and get a win, is it something that gives you hope that they will, that they are now going to become the next contenders to the titles, or at least be in that conversation? Or does it feel like they just needed some people on television?
Kairi Sane is a goddess, and I want her in everything.
Yeah. I'm not. Oh, well, I know. That is not an answer to the question at all.
No, it is. It answered it. So is Asuka, and go follow her new gaming channel. Kana's amazing.
She's adorable.
Do you feel like this is the start of a larger run for them, or do you think
they had
just
a shot,
happy
right?
to see
and
them
it
on TV?
Was like womp womp. But I'm happy to see them on TV.
Well, and Kairi's,
and I'm happy to see them in the title.
Did one of them get hurt shortly after they started?
No, Kairi's thing with the telescope and like chasing people around, amazing, amazing. Kairi Sane,
she's magical.
We don't deserve her. Mm-hmm. She is my Final Fantasy VII pirate dream, and we don't deserve her.
Yeah.
I would love
to see them in the mix for the title. For the women's tags.
Yes, I would too.
Again. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if what I saw on Thursday is an indicator if that's going to happen or not.
Well,
I'm just curious.
I did wonder if they were going to have Mandy and Sonya break up. Because right at the end of the match, there was kind of like a little bit of Sonya looking at Mandy and like, oh, what? And then she was like, oh, okay. And like held the ropes open for
her. I don't know, man. That's that tag team thing that always happens where it's like, do they hate each other
now? I know.
Now?
Well, my only reason for wondering is because Tote Steves is back.
Tote Steves is back.
About 2 weeks.
With that one.
And when we get Tote Steves back, you see people from Tote Steves getting a bigger push on TV.
Oh, and then they start doing stuff that don't make no sense.
So that's why I think we're seeing the Natty Lacey, racist mugcloth Evans. Because we are, I mean, the only upside to that is we're going to see Natty kick her ass, which is joyous.
Do we already have, let me check the script. Are we already talking about Lacey?
I don't know.
Nope. Not on here.
I mean, I'm just happy that Natty's going to
beat
her.
We will not be discussing her.
Because now she's using the sharpshooter and Natty's going to have to beat her ass.
I want to talk about two more things. I'm saving one of these things because I want to put it over. Juliet, I know you can guess which one.
Today's the day I've decided I'm flying. I'm not even reading the script. I'm flying free.
Baron Corbin and Chad Gable.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Those are two people.
Fantastic. Love the match on Monday. He really is a fantastic heel.
He is.
And Chad Gable is being turned into a star.
I'm enjoying Chad's work.
I'm really enjoying both of them.
Sweet baby Chad. Does he give anyone else like baby Cena vibes?
A little bit, but not bad. I like it.
No, right? Like I feel like they could be like breeding a new baby Cena.
Different type of wrestler.
Better.
Like if Cena and Angle.
Better wrestler, but I'm
Cena
like the
plus
same
Angle,
vibe is what I'm saying.
Yes,
like,
Cena plus Angle,
yeah,
which
like,
is not a bad
That's not
combination.
A bad thing. And no. I feel like they've sat down and said, oh, maybe we could have a thing here. If
also,
we do this right and we play it out over time, this could be a thing.
Corbin's 90s/Forever 21 tank top is kind of doing it for me. That square neck. I don't know, man. I kind of like it.
No, it looks like a baby in a crown. They put a crown on a baby, and there was like little.
I know it's not a
nylon
baby.
Nylon tattoo.
I know it's not a
sleeves.
Baby because I want to fuck it.
No,
I do. I want to fuck it. So it's not
Jesus,
a baby.
I'd stitch
it's a grown
it up
man.
First. Lord. I would stitch it up. I don't think it would be a good time. I don't want to turn this. I don't want to turn this into tapping titles, but I don't think you would have a good time.
Well,
give me a title and let me find out. Or a crown, at least.
The other thing I want to touch on...
crashing crowns.
The other thing I want to touch on is Daniel Bryan's match with Eric Rowan. which again was fantastic. And I liked Rowan's. Rowan's promo beforehand was also really good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, obviously it was a scripted piece, but some people work really well with scripted pieces.
He was good. He delivered it well. He held the audience. He opened the show. Felt legit.
Yeah.
And give me all the D-Bry.
I'm waiting for him I can't wait for him to turn on Roman Reigns in that tag match. I can't wait. I'm so excited about it.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for it.
Do you want to see me and Roman kick their ass? Like, I kind of want to see you just punch Roman in the dick. Just and then be like, joking, they're my buddies.
Okay, bye. And also, he's been great on, like, he's great.
Yeah.
In interviews and...
Loves it.
Yeah.
Talking for himself.
All right, let us know your thoughts about everything we discussed and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Links to all of those are in the show notes. When we come back, we've got some things in the wrestling world you should know about. That's up next on Tights and Fights.
Hi, I'm Joe Firestone.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
And we're the hosts of Dr. Game Show, which is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, regardless of quality or content, with in-studio guests and callers from all over the world.
And you can win a custom magnet.
A custom magnet.
Subscribe now to make sure you get our next episode.
What's an example of a game, Manolo?
Pokemon or medication.
How do you play that?
You have to guess if something's a Pokemon name or medication.
Medication.
First time listener, if you want to listen to episode highlights and also know how to participate, follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
We'd love to hear
from
you.
It's really fun.
For the whole family, we'll be every other Wednesday starting March 13th, and we're coming to Max Fun!
Snorlax.
Pokemon?
Yes.
Nice.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin. I'm joined today by...
Danielle Radford.
And...
Lindsay Kelk.
There you are.
Hey!
This week we're going to end the show by sharing some of the joy of pro wrestling with you. This is the three count.
One, two, three.
Just to switch it up, I'm going to kick off this week's
you do it.
Three
you
count.
Do that. You do that.
With a betrayal. That took a relationship to the next level when Carmella finally won the 24/7 title off of R-Truth, and then he immediately became her protector. Here's a clip of that moment.
My clown friend, he gonna give us a balloon ride to Derry, Maine. We're gonna hide out there.
We're this close to pigeons.
I'm being serious. I'm exhausted. I can't take it anymore. I can't let my guard down for 1 second. It makes me sick. I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't live another day like this.
I have to go home to Corey Graves. Like, my life is hard.
4-hour erection.
Carmella wins a 24/7 title.
God.
It was a double cross. Brilliant.
Wow, Graves, you can finally consummate the 24/7 title.
Too late for that.
Too late for
that.
I hate him so much. Also, she's so funny and she deserves.
Yeah. Yep. It's great.
Loves it.
Loves how that's been going. And long may she reign.
Long may she reign.
Lindsay.
Long may she reign unless my beloved pirate princess. Mm. Oh, I just love it. I mean, it was such a tiny moment, but these are the tiny moments that make me love it so much. When all the women came out to chase Carmella. And Kyrie had her telescope, and she was running, peeping through the telescope because that woman lives and breathes character.
Yeah.
And I just, I love her so much. I love her heart is still so pure, and she is still so up and positive and joyous that she chased while staring through her telescope. It was the greatest moment.
Beautiful.
And I love her.
Beautiful.
I love her.
Danielle.
Okay, so I'm going to do that thing where I do two things. I'm going to start. Ali... put up a tweet where he said hashtag WWE Honolulu. It's him.
He's wearing
a necklace.
Oh, no, it's great. It's not a cuckoo, mm-hmm. cuckoo necklace.
Uh-huh.
I'm not from Hawaii. No one. I'm sorry.
She hearts it. She's not from it.
I heart it. I'm not from it. And also, I was very distracted from the not necklace.
He did not crop it the way he should have. So I'm really putting over the comments, and I'm sorry. I know. Look, when it comes to leaks or any of that stuff where it's like WWE people nudes, we don't do that because that's fucked up. When it comes to like people who were like, oh, while they were wrestling, I think I saw a pussy lip slip. We don't do that because that's shitty. There are whole accounts. Hal is like, cannot believe that that happens. There are whole accounts that are dedicated.
Oh, no, I can believe. I'm just laughing at the pussy lip slip.
Pussy lip slip.
I'm not one of the kids on Seventh Heaven. I'm aware that body parts get shown all the time.
But he did this to himself. And man, you can see his whole dick.
It's his whole dick.
You can see his entire
penis.
Holy shit. Like, such a dick print in this picture. I mean, you can see the dick.
Like,
you,
hey, Finn Balor, take this. It's like, yeah. I know you guys have been missing Finn. Here's my penis.
Where is Finn?
On honeymoon.
Yeah, on his honeymoon.
Good for him.
After he fucking dressed like that fucking shorts dude.
No, the fiend killed him.
He dressed, Julian.
No,
I know
gone.
You want to live in this world, but he's on honeymoon after getting married whilst dressed like a member of AC/DC.
Yep.
Nah, he's gone. He had to shave his head, Finn Balor's gone.
Yeah, so you can see there's a fold. You can see his whole dick.
His whole dick.
He's very, it looks circumcised. Like, you can really see his entire dick. And again, normally if this was a leak or something where we shouldn't
we
have
wouldn't
seen
touch it,
we wouldn't touch
it. Sorry. But he posted it himself, and what choice did we have?
He posted it, and so I have to talk about the fact that we can see his dick.
Every day people are like, please.
You're giving
make
his dick the rub. Is that what you're saying right now?
It does not need it. I think
apparently
it's already
not.
Been
rubbed. Oh, he's already ready.
This is why people are dying
ready.
For tapping titles. This is why. This is the kind of content.
quality content. Also, I do, look, I hate Lacey. We all hate Lacey. She's fucking trash garbage. But I also hate cops. And before you at me, one of my dads is a cop, so fuck your face. The other one is military. Fuck your face twice. I hate cops. And the Lacey Evans thing, I think it's a work, and I think it's really funny.
Oh, it just feels gross to me. I don't know. I mean,
did it feel really MAGA?
Yeah, I don't know, even if it's a work, and the police have come out and said it's not, so I don't fucking know.
I think it's a work.
Canada's got their own problems right now.
Ooh.
But like,
we all do. What's happening?
Even if it's a work, I'm like, it's a grubby work. And I just really strongly feel like this is not the time to fuel the fire between people and the police when we've got some issues. But I was all just like, I mean, I hate her far more than I hate anything. So I feel you. I'm like, I would love for this to be a work. And then I would love for her to fuck off.
I think it's a work. I think dude was maybe a fan. I do think that she was speeding, but I think dude was a fan. But it's also one of those things where it's like,
If it's a work and he's the only one into it, he's going to get fired. So
good.
We'll
less
see.
Cops.
Yeah. I mean, Bill just find another one. It's
A, C, A, B.
But I
told y'all I'm off the leash
grubby.
On this one. This
it
is
felt
not,
grubby.
This is not SJU. Danielle Radford hates cops.
And that does it for this episode of Tights and Fights. This
Flip
week,
it. Put it everywhere.
Danielle Radford and Lindsay Kelk, along with me, Hal Lublin. I don't even, there's nothing left to plug. A wedding, some books.
Yeah.
Books?
Yeah, books. I have books. I got books. And I'm now, someone on Twitter is right, I do need a t-shirt that says, I got books.
Yeah.
Much in the style of I got kids.
Yeah.
Or also, get these books. I mean, I'm very happy to go with either way. Please buy my books. I have a wedding to pay for. It's I Heart Hawaii is out now. It's out now, out now, out now, wherever you may be. Out now. Please buy it. Yay.
Screen Junkies?
Yeah, just the norm, Screen Junkies. We didn't win an Emmy, but that's fine because I had a very lovely time.
And you looked amazing.
You did.
Thank you. My tits was all pushed up.
Yes.
Titties on my chin. It was great. Screen Junkies, the latest honest trailer is the Detective Pikachu one. We got real inappropriate with the children's movie. Go watch the thing.
And listen to some of my other podcasts. We got this with Morgan Howell.
Hell yeah.
And also, Good Morning Nightville.
And if you would like someone to yell about how much they hated Batman versus Superman or any of the DCEU, you can call Hal.
Yeah, I've done that before with my good friend Adam Gertler on a show that I was invited back to, but not by the fans. As I stonewalled him and Roxy Stryer for
oh,
an
Rox.
Hour. because they were like, well, wasn't this good? And I was like, no, the music was also terrible.
Rocks,
it was all bad.
I love Rocks. It's weird the things she likes and the things she doesn't like, but she knows that about herself.
You know
I
what?
Love Rocks.
We can all like what we like, be happy. DC also, is a holy nightmare.
Hey, for the two people, I have two weird stalkers who keep adding me on stuff.
I
stopped paying attention to you. Stop threatening to punch me in the face. I would like that.
That's mean.
If you're on the internet and you're threatening to punch people in the face in private messages, how about you go fuck yourself and then go to jail or die?
And look, they're
even
both...
Even Taylor Swift says, you know, you say it in the tweet, it's a cop-out. And that's Taylor Swift.
That's
look,
right.
They're both men, and at a certain point, I'm just going to tattle to your mom.
Because you keep expressing...
Do you want your mom to know that you keep threatening to punch the internet girl in her face?
I hate that song so much.
I have to leave in 60 seconds, so our producer for the Firefly Funhouse is Julian Burrell. Senior producer of Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle is the voice behind our theme music, so we're putting him over for that. Keep up with us all week long on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Links to all of those are in our show notes. And if you love what we do, remember to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and share us with all your friends. Thank you so much to the Maximum Fun members of a portion of their recurring monthly contribution. Keep the lights out while we're here on this. And I know I said it wrong. Who cares? We'll be back next week for even more. You guessed it, wrestling.
We did.
Friends, forgive.
Ties and Bites Podcast. Ties and Bites.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.